Groot.
You're listening to Eden FM. It's wonderful being with you today, and it's such a wonderful privilege. You would remember our friend and colleague, Mr. Glenn Snyman, from the organization PARC, or People Against Race Classification. We've been talking quite a lot in the past with regards to the powerful vision that they have to get South Africans rid of the legacy and the baggage of racial qualification, of classification, that we are still, unfortunately, 20, 27 years down the line in the new South Africa, we are still struggling with race matters. And unfortunately, people are still classified in the country with formal and official documentation on their race. And a lot of this vision and the campaign that PARC is running is to see how we can get our government to think differently. But it's so wonderful to have my friend and colleague, Mr. Glenn Snyman, with me. Glenn, welcome to you. Wonderful having you.
Good day, morning. Thank you for having me here.
Yes, thank you for your time. And we trust that we will have a wonderful discussion. Your special guest that you brought to us in the studio. And as I've said, we've been talking to you about your campaign. We've been talking about the organization. I think we also talked about the fact that there was a great breakthrough that you actually had a slot in Parliament to sort of bring this onto the agenda of Parliament. Just shortly about it.
Yes, if no one brings anything to Parliament, then there won't be anything on the table for Parliament to discuss. So what we brought to Parliament is that we need to rediscuss how we classify or how we name the different groups of people in South Africa. Because government, there was never a time in South African history that government actually asked us what we wanted to be named. So what Parliament promised us on the 24th of February 2021 is that they're going to ask the National Assembly to discuss and have a debate on race classification and how South Africans must be identified.
Okay, so did you see that as a breakthrough?
That is definitely a breakthrough, especially when one is not a political party and having a seat in Parliament. And that they have given us as a very small activist group, a klein druk groepie, to come and voice our concerns in Parliament. So that is literally bringing Parliament to the people and having your voice heard. At least we could have had our say.
You've also written a book. What was the name of the book?
The Blind Man's Race.
The Blind Man's Race. Yeah, we know, but I just wanted you to say again, because it is actually links to our discussion of today and the special guests that you brought to the studio today. The title of the book was The Blind Man's Race. And just shortly, there was a man in court in the book.
Yes.
Why? And what was the whole case about?
The book is fiction. So it describes on how would it look if you take race classification to court. So how would the scenery be? How would the debate look like? So in this book I can create my own characters, my own fictional characters, and of course describe and write the different sides of the debate regarding race classification. Is race real? Should we move away with it? Do we need it? Is it accurate? Of course, it's not accurate. It's not scientific. It's not cultural. And then we have a fight regarding race in this drama that I written about. But there's also a very special character in it, and that is a blind man. And how he describe race, because in his world, he don't see colors.
He doesn't see colors, yeah.
He don't see colors. So now government is forcing them to see colors and to self-classify. So our face
on something that they can't even see.
Yes.
That's quite interesting. It brings us to today's discussion. And you have two special guests with us in the studio. We have Mr. Mzandile Dibela. He's 60 years old. He's running the Elita School for the Blind in George. Mr. Dibela has been blind for the last 55 years of his life. since the age of 5, and he's married to his beautiful wife Tandeka, and they have 3 children. Good day to you, Mr. Dibela. Wonderful having you.
Good day.
Wonderful. Thank you. Welcome, sir.
No, thank you so much.
Thank you. Wonderful having you. And then also Mr. a friend of Mr. Dibela that came, that is also blind.
Yes.
That we have today here. Just want to get the microphone to the lady. It's Ms. Nozipho Zatleyiya. Nozipho, welcome, ma'am.
Welcome, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. Wonderful having you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Wonderful being here. And thank you for coming and spending your time with us. And you're also going to be part of the discussion today. And as you said, Glenn, the title of your book is A Blind Man's Race. And you brought a man onto the stands in the court that is a blind man. And he being giving his whole perception on race and color as a man that actually cannot see. We have Mr. Dibela today here that is a blind man. And in Mr. Dibela's words, we're going to have a discussion with Mr. Dibela now. But he says, Mr. Dibela, you says that race is a sin, that all blind people have the same race. And that racism is a disability within a person's heart. Wow, that's profound. And that all South Africans need to become blind in order to see other people for the persons that they are. And this will combat racism in our society, and it's all about what is in your hand and in your heart. Wow, that's powerful words, Mr. Dibela. Wow. Now, can we talk about you being blind now, as you say, for 55 years, and you can't see color, you can't see people. So... how would you now describe race?
You know, it's difficult things.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like children. Ne?
Yes.
Yeah, children didn't identify exactly what color
is. Yeah. Because they are actually being born with a clean slate. Without any influences.
So now but I'm thank you for Mr. Sneyman. Yeah. Because Mr. Sneyman is think deeper for blind people. Because like if we're blind, race is very, 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 very difficult.
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
Like, if, like, a physical challenge is better than blind. Yeah. Even work go to school, the same person. But it's not... If supposed to work, if blind, didn't receive answer for work because of the difficulties.
It must be a big barrier, the fact that you cannot see, so it means that people see you differently.
Yeah.
And they treat you differently.
Yeah, treat is
sometimes they don't treat you as if you are a normal person.
B1 is very, 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 very difficult. Yeah, because it's nearly zero.
Yeah.
So even like you mentioned that court. Even court. You face an accident, but court has not accept that proof because they didn't see.
They didn't see. It.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then lawyer. Hey, Mr. Dibela, what you, Mbonenjani? Yeah, one. So
yeah, so what
very
you say is not readily accepted because you could not see. So they don't accept you as a valid and a concrete testimony,
exactly,
or as a witness, because you say they say but a witness
see.
A witness must be able to see.
Yeah.
But they forget that you have an experience.
But you person your life, the long time person your life, it's the same. Any person.
Yeah.
Because it's human.
Yeah.
Even blind or not blind, but human.
Human being. And that is how people need to be
being.
Treated as human beings. Not
that is
as
why I'm sorry. Mm. That is why God is help.
Yeah.
If God is not help, his go to die.
Yeah. We need
plan to die because no ways.
Yeah,
no ways.
Wow, it is. It's so
life is not good.
I'm talking to Mr. Mazindile Debela. We're just gonna have a little break and then we'll come back. And we are looking at the perception of a blind man on race. You stay tuned. Dean FM, wonderful having you. I have Mr. Debela here, Mr. Mzandile Debela, 60 years old. He's been blind since the age of 5. And we are talking, we have Mr. Glenn Sneyman of Park here, and he brought Mr. Mzandile Debela and Ms. Nozipo Zetliyia, and they are blind, and they're going to share their perception as blind people, especially on culture and race. Mr. Debela, you, as you say, we had a very profound discussion before the break with regards to you, and even in court and even in society, how you're being treated by society as a blind person.
Mm.
And they sometimes don't treat you as a normal person because of your disability.
Yes.
How do you see yourself as a person? Do you see yourself as black, white, brown, pink, colored? How do you see yourself?
Human.
Do you describe yourself as a specific race? Would you say that, okay, I'm a black man and I want to be only treated as a black man?
No. Zero answer.
Mm.
Because all people is people. People, same people is person.
And
so zero.
Yeah, so at the end of the day, would you say this is how people need to treat each other? As persons and not on behalf of their race or not because of their race?
Mm.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's so easy for people to jump back to you black people or you white people or you colored people, you do things like this, and people sit in their corners and describe each other.
But South Africa is good constitution.
Constitution, yeah.
Very good constitution in South Africa. But if implementation is not good, because South Africa supposed to all color is equal. But the leader is South Africa. I don't care for people. That is why your question is color black, blue, on green, on white.
Mm-hmm.
Ne? Because a leader in South Africa supposed to lead, destroy race. But as leader, I don't care for people.
Mm.
Yeah, as long as money is still the money, fraud, the So that is why I don't care for people. What happened that ground?
Mr. Debela, as a blind person, if you meet someone for the first time,
Yeah.
You've never met this person ever in your life. And you meet the person now for the first time.
Yes.
How do you start to learn to know him or her? What do you look at in this person? What do you want to know about this person? Do you want to know his race?
No. No. Because race is not good. Like South Africa, ne? white people is 16%. Black is 84%. Ne? Then that is statistics.
Yeah.
Then education, white people 30%. But black 48%. Indian and color is 22%. Make 100%. Why? If go to a higher position, it's white man, white girl, well, white lady, white people. Ne? If go to a position. Constitution in South Africa is clear. People in people, no color. But I don't know what go to stop to this.
Yeah. Mr. Dibela, would you say that because of the your color, the color of your skin, that you have been deprived or discriminated against in your past? You are there where you are now because of the color of your skin?
That is why I'm worried for leader. Because I understand past. Because past is white people is lead.
Oh yeah, it was white dominated.
Yeah, it's white people is lead. Now, as not white lead, is South Africans only.
Ah.
South Africans. So, but.
Do you think that we are totally rid of this thing of race now, or do you think South Africans are still struggling with race?
Hey, Mr. Sir, it's rare. It's that situation in South Africa. It's very, 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 very serious. Yeah. Even like blind. I'm talking about blind. Blind, even around here in George, if you are blind, no school. No school, and education is not recognized for blind people for registration for open the school. Even now, I'm struggling that things. So racism is the worst in blind people. It's the worst, more than past.
So you say that blind people, especially in South Africa, even in our new South Africa, are still experiencing... Still experiencing discrimination or racism, even in the new South Africa. So we're still struggling with this, with this challenge.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's the same.
Wow.
No freedom for blind people. The same.
So at the end of the day, this message needs to be clear, and this message needs to go out, especially to people. If you are now, and unfortunately in South Africa, we're still having that the government wants us to identify ourselves. If you look at that official forms and etc., we must identify, are you black, are you black African, are you black colored, are you white, are you Indian, are you what and are you what. Do you think it's fair, or do you feel that's a human rights violation and an insult to ask a blind person to identify colors and say, but you are blind, but you are also black, you are blind, but you are also colored, you are blind, but you're also white. Mm. Do you think it's fair towards a blind person?
No.
Why don't
it's
you
unfair.
Think?
It's mm. It's not fair.
Why, right. Why would you say it's not fair for a blind person to be asked or to be expected to identify on the base of color?
Like, if you're blind, you know? It's same like nature.
Mm.
If you're blind, you're same for because didn't see anything.
Mm.
Yeah, didn't see anything. So not I beg your pardon. But if you're blind, didn't see anything.
Yeah.
So I didn't expect that someone to say what color.
Yeah. To still classify you or still bring you into the whole issue of being classified.
Hey.
Because you are like the child that I spoke to about earlier with a clean slate.
Mm,
as
clean
you say,
slate,
you are like the nature. You are clean, you are undisturbed.
Yeah.
You don't see that.
Yeah.
So it's not constitutionally right, or it's not it is a human rights violation. Are you saying when people expect from you to identify you on the base of color?
Whereas you clean slate.
Yeah.
Whereas
yeah.
you clean slate and didn't see anything.
You didn't see anything. Wow. You didn't see anything. On that basis, we're going to just break again, and then we'll be back to take this very, very interesting and profound discussion further. You stay tuned. You tuned into Eden FM. It's wonderful chatting to you, Mona, your host. And with me, I have Mr. Glenn Sneyman from the organization Park, and he has invited two very interesting guests to talk to us today. And the one thing that they have in common is that both of them are blind. We've been talking to Mr. Mzandile Dibela, and now I have Ms. Nosipho Setliyiya with us. Ms. Nosipho, you have been blind for how long? Have you been born blind?
No, sir.
Mm.
I was not born blind. I was just get blind when I was at school.
Ah.
From since 1972.
Mm. How old were you then? At that time.
I was just get blind.
Okay, and what was your age? Were you at school? Were you at that primary school? Were you already a young lady when you became blind?
I think I was only 11 years old.
Wow, wow! So the first part of your life you could see,
yes.
And then you became blind because of a certain condition in your eyes.
Yes.
Okay, so how was that experience when you suddenly could not see? How did you experience that?
It was very sad. I was very sad.
Yeah.
For the first time, I thought that it is just a short
yeah
short
a temporary moment. Temporary moment. Yeah.
Yes, but. As time goes on, when I get by that time I was partially sighted. But as time goes on, when I grow up, I get total blind.
Total blind. So you are gradually losing your sight.
Since now.
Okay. So since that age, at this moment you are totally blind. You cannot see anything.
Yes, I can't see anything.
Mm. So how is your life as a blind person?
I can say that sometimes I enjoy being blind. Just like now, because as long I can do everything, just like those who can see.
Yeah. Yes. So your blindness does not have to be a barrier.
No.
Something that keeps you away from things. You can still do what you want to do, even if you are blind.
Yes. I can do many things.
So even if you have the whole thing of being blind, you can still believe in yourself and your potential and your ability and still be someone that does things.
Come again.
Even if you are blind, you can still do things, you say.
Yes.
And you can still believe in yourself.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you feel that people sometimes treat you differently?
Some people, those who do not understand how to treat someone who is blind, then if you educate them, more especially you must start at home to educate people how to live with blind person. Then the community will see how to live with blind person.
Yes. Now tell me, Ms. Nuzipho, as a blind person, how do you survive throughout a day? Do you find your way through the house, or when you want to do something for yourself, like eating or washing? Or do you always need other people to help you, or how does it work for you?
No, the people can help me only if I'm going to town. Something. I can live alone. I can cook everything. Mm. I can wash my clothes and clean the house. Everything.
Sure. Mm.
Yes.
On your own.
Yes.
Okay, so only if you leave your house and say, for instance, you have to go to an unfamiliar street or something, then people must help you there.
Yes.
But in your own environment, your other senses have developed so good that you can help yourself.
Yes, even now I'm staying with my grandson.
Mm.
He is also got two disabilities, autism and blindness, partial blind.
Mm.
So I always cook for him and wash his clothes. I do everything.
Wow.
Every day.
Sure.
Yes.
How do you feel about discrimination? People looking down on other people and discriminating against people?
I don't care by discrimination, because I always said that They did not know about the disabilities.
Mm.
You must educate them.
Yeah.
You must not worry.
So you say that education is a very, very important thing.
Yes, very, very important.
Yeah. Yeah. So people sometimes make their own choices or have their own perceptions because they are not educated.
Yes.
They do their own thing because they're not educated.
I think so.
Yeah. Do you think that this is also a reason why we are still struggling with race in South Africa, that we are not educated about each other?
Yes. That's the problem.
I think it's a very profound thing, Glenn, that Mr. Zipo is saying now. Because of the fact that we are ignorant of each other sometimes, and because of the fact that we do not educate ourselves with regards to a different person.
Yes.
That causes us sometimes to be in this whole thing where I see myself better or I treat someone differently just because I'm not informed or because I'm not educated.
Yes.
That's true. And that's why I brought these two guests of mine here today. So that people can hear their perspective of the world, how they see life, and how they see people. And I believe that all of us have something to learn from them.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. We can. I've learned such a lot. Because as we say, they are sitting with a clean slate, as we say.
True.
They have not been influenced by all these perceptions and color issues of people. And they say, let's open ourselves up. Even if our eyes are blind, let's open our minds.
Yes.
Let's open our way of seeing things.
Yeah.
Experience people differently. Yes. Become educated. Become informed. Yes. Learn to know the person first before you judge the person on the color of his skin or in his culture or his background or whatever. And this is so profound that we have learned this very valuable lesson today. Do you think that the government must still, Ms. Nozipho, that the government must still classify people on race? That we must still say on the form, you must say, I am a black lady or I am a colored man or I am a white man. Do you think that we still need that?
No, sir. There's no need to classify someone. Because we are all equal to God. We must accept that one.
Yeah. I mean, if a person enters your house and they talk to you, you can't see them. So you hear them, you experience them, you probably smell them, you hear them, you can touch them. So all the other senses, you can experience them. You can't see them. So you cannot see color.
Yes.
So you cannot judge them on the color. How do you judge people? If you get to know people, on what basis do you judge them?
I don't judge any people. As long I thank you, I always thank you, God, as long I wake up.
It's such a lot of grace today. As long as I can see, I can still get up. I can live. I can use what God has given me. I am grateful. That's a powerful lesson.
And remember, if you are totally blind, you must use your senses. Even if you smell something, if you are cooking food, you can smell that food. Is red.
There are the other senses. So there's still always good news. God has given you such a lot more that you can actually use. We're going to have a final break before we just take this whole discussion together. FM, it's wonderful chatting with Mr. Mzandile Dibela and Ms. Nozipho Zitliyeya. They are blind, totally blind. And they're giving us their very, very profound, valuable and powerful perception on life, culture, race, and how we perceive life. Mr. Dibela, if you get one day in your life the opportunity to physically see again, what are the things that you would like to see?
No, I don't want to.
No, you don't want
see
to.
Now.
You don't want to.
It's later. It's later now. Because I'm now 65 years old. Now, so wow, it's too late.
So you don't have that desire. I didn't think you would answer it. So what are the things that you still enjoy to do?
Church first. Second in school.
Okay. Ms. Nozipho, can I just lift her face up? Okay, yeah. So you love church, you say? And you also love school and sport?
Sport, but I was play sport 2011 and Lofop School for the and Cape Town. Lofop School for the Blind.
Oh yeah, Cape Town. Lofop, yeah, School for the Blind in Cape Town.
Yeah.
Okay, what sports did you play, sir?
Soccer. And cricket.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Soccer and cricket.
Would you say you were good in these sports?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I love sport. I love sport.
Yeah.
More special is soccer.
Okay. Great. That's big. Special. So, just any final word that you would want to say to our friends and listeners today, Mr. Dibela?
I want to say for community awareness, support, love each other, more special blind people, because blind people just depend.
Yeah.
Someone.
Yeah, they depend so much on you. Depend on someone and do not judge people. Do not judge people. Accept people.
Yeah.
And do not classify people. Do not put people in boxes.
No.
Allow people to be themselves, irrespective of where they are, who they are, what they can do.
Yeah.
Accept them because you experience them.
Yes.
Wonderful. Mr. Nazipo, any final words from you? What would you want to say to our friends and our listeners and our people today, finally?
Can you say? I can say that someone who is blind, he or she must tell him that this is not the end of the world. So you can live.
Wow.
Blind.
You can live.
Yes.
Wow. You can still live. It doesn't mean it's a final sentence. It doesn't mean your life will stop.
Yes.
Doesn't mean that nothing is going to happen positively for you.
Yes.
You can still live, even if you are blind. Wow. Wow. Mr. Snyman, just wrapping it all together, thank you for bringing these two special guests today to the studio. I think we've learned a lot of valuable life lessons from them and their life experience. As spark and as your vision, from a blind man's perspective, what do we say to our community?
Morne, I want to thank you for having these honorable two people here. It's very special. And I hope the listeners listened well to them.
Mm.
And that we should appreciate our sight. Mm. That it should not be used to prejudice other people.
Mm.
But that we should use it positively.
Yeah.
And not to judge other people.
We have two people that are physically blind, but mentally and socially and psychologically and spiritually, they actually see much better than a lot of people that can see.
True.
Because they look past the outer appearance.
True.
And look at the true person that's inside.
True.
Thank you so much, Mr. Dibela. Thank you, Mr. Zipo. It was wonderful having you. And may God bless you. May God bless you as you make a positive contribution to life and to people around us. And may you grow from strength to strength. And may we see you on the soccer fields still.
Yes.
And on the cricket field, even if you are 65, Mr. Dibela.
Yes. Thank you,
Mr. Snyman. And all of the best.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Eden FM.